This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Mark McCausland and Karen McCausland, appellants versus Monsanto Company, respondent, decided June 24, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. Mark McCausland and Karen, number ID 112532 McCausland, appellants, appeal from the Circuit Court of St. Louis County versus Bions, cause number 19SLCC03421, Monsanto Company, Honorable Brian H. May, respondent. Filed June 24, 2025. Introduction, Mark McCausland, Mr. McCausland, and his wife, Karen McCausland, collectively, the McCauslands, appeal the trial court's grant of a directed verdict in favor of Monsanto Company, Monsanto. The McCauslands assert 5 points on appeal. Points 3 contend the trial court erred in granting a directed verdict in favor of Monsanto because, 1, the expert witness's testimony established a submissible case on causation, which is an issue for the jury. 2, the trial court interpreted the evidence in the light most favorable to Monsanto. And 3, the directed verdict was based on the trial court's credibility determinations, which lie within the jury's province. In point 4, the McCauslands argue the trial court erred in denying their motion to recall one of their expert witnesses because the directed verdict depended upon an interpretation of his testimony. Lastly, in point 5, the McCauslands argue the trial court erred in sustaining Monsanto's objection 2 during redirect examination of one of their expert witnesses when he attempted to give his opinion regarding Mr. McCausland's exposure days to Monsanto's product. As to points 3, this court holds the trial court did not err in granting a directed verdict in favor of Monsanto because the McCausland's causation expert failed to demonstrate a causal connection between Monsanto's products containing glyphosate, Roundup, and Mr. McCausland's non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, NHL. Also, the record directly contradicts the McCausland's contentions the trial court interpreted the evidence in the light most favorable to Monsanto or made any credibility findings regarding one of their expert witnesses. As to point 4, the trial court did not err in denying the McCausland's motion to recall their expert witness because the witness did not make misstatements that needed to be clarified. With respect to point V, the attempted testimony of the expert witness was beyond the scope of redirect and the party's stipulation. Thus, Monsanto's objection was properly sustained. Accordingly, the trial court's judgment is affirmed. Factual and procedural background. On April 5, 2023, the McCauslands filed an amended petition against Monsanto, asserting claims for strict liability, design defect, and failure to warn, negligence, misrepresentation, violating consumer statutes, and loss of consortium. In pertinent part, the amended petition alleged Mr. McCausland's exposure to Roundup caused him to develop NHL. Prior to trial, the McCauslands disclosed Dr. James Clark, Dr. Clark, a toxicologist, and Dr. Barry Boyd, Dr. Boyd, a clinical oncologist, as expert witnesses. Dr. Clark reviewed Mr. McCausland's deposition and also interviewed him. Based on the information he gathered, Dr. Clark opined Mr. McCausland's exposure to glyphosate via inhalation was equivalent to between 13 and 33 days of spraying, measured in 8-hour days. Dr. Boyd, informing his 3 opinion, relied on Dr. Clark's calculations. In his deposition, Dr. Boyd opined it was more than likely that Mr. McCausland's large B-cell lymphoma, a subtype of NHL, was caused by exposure to Roundup. Monsanto moved to exclude Dr. Clark and Dr. Boyd from testifying on the basis that their opinions were unscientific and unreliable. The trial court granted the motion in part and denied it part. In pertinent part, the trial court concluded Dr. Clark was permitted to testify that Mr. McCausland's exposure to Roundup was above the threshold values in the dosimetric studies, but not that such dosage causes cancer. The trial court also precluded Dr. Clark from offering opinions regarding general or specific causation, which plaintiffs have conceded. As for Dr. Boyd, he was allowed to testify that Mr. McCausland's exposure to Roundup was above the threshold values in the dosimetric studies, placing him at an increased risk of developing NHL. But he was barred from testifying about various studies for the unreliable proposition that exposure to Roundup on more than 2 days per year increases the risk of developing NHL. Monsanto also moved for summary judgment on the ground the McCausland's lacked admissible evidence of general or specific causation. The trial court found summary judgment was not warranted on this basis, and that the McCausland's experts may testify subject to the limitations stated above. The matter proceeded to a jury trial in September of 2023. At trial, Mr. McCausland testified he used Roundup O